This is the King Chasing Podcast. Here's your host, Richard Martin.
Welcome to Season 3, Episode 6 of the King Chasing Podcast. I'm your host, Richard Martin. Be sure to visit our website, thenccaa.org, for more King Chasing content. We're so glad you could tune in to our newest episode of the King Chasing Podcast. Our guest today is Kat Collins, Director of Volleyball for Carson Newman University. Kat has been the head coach of the Eagles beach volleyball program for 4 seasons. In 2021, Kat was named to the American Volleyball Coaches Association 30 Under 30 Beach Volleyball Coaches Award list. In 2023, Kat Collins and her Carson Newman Eagles set a new school record for most wins in a season in beach volleyball program history as Carson Newman finished the year with a 25-8 record. Kat is a graduate of Warner University, where she played volleyball for the Royals from 2015 to 2017. Kat was a member of the 2016 NCCAA South Regional Championship volleyball team during her time at Warner. Kat was also an intern coordinator for a ball sports ministry and was the FCA organizational ministry leader at Warner from 2015 to 2018. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoy this conversation with Kat Collins. Here on the King Chasing Podcast, and joining us today is former Warner University volleyball player, current beach volleyball coach at Carson Newman University, Kat Collins. Almost called you by the wrong last name because I forgot you got married the last time I've seen you. But Kat, thanks for joining us. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm excited. This is awesome. Thanks for asking.
And we'll just get into it, Kat. Of course, you're from Colorado and you ended up at Warner all the way in Florida. Mm-hmm. But first I want to talk about just growing up. How did you grow up kind of in your faith and come to know Christ and kind of how that process started from when you were growing up?
Yeah. So grew up in a Christian home. I have the best parents ever. Obviously I'm biased, but they're awesome. And then when I was 4 years old, just came to Christ. I have a big brother, big sister. So my big brother asked Jesus into his heart. And then I was like, my big brother's my hero. And so I was like, that's so cool. And my mom was like, do you want to do that? And I was like, no, I don't want him to leave him. I don't want him to leave his heart. I didn't understand that. Obviously that's not how it works. And so became a believer when I was really, really young. Growing up in Colorado too, like we're surrounded by military bases where I was. So very much kind of sheltered part of it, but definitely like our city and just our community was very faith-based. And so just kind of always had that since I was little. But,
yeah. Awesome. And so, yeah, again, Warner all the way in Florida, end up there. Kind of what was the process of that, the recruiting, playing volleyball, and how did you get down there? And also playing beach volleyball, because I can imagine in Colorado, there's not a whole lot of beach volleyball teams.
No, not really. I was playing club in high school, and we actually went to a tournament in Las Vegas, and it was sunny out, and it was nice weather, and I was like, I think I want this in college. And so I found Warner on Google. How most things get done in life. So I just kind of realized that I wanted to do beach and indoor. And I played beach a little bit when I was younger. I played some grass, really, because, you know, there's no beaches in Colorado. And so played a lot of grass. And then played in a couple of tournaments with one of my best friends and was just like, I really like this. This is fun. I wasn't always like the best teammate when I was younger because I wouldn't understand like why attackers wouldn't hit, you know, the shot that was open. I was like, it's right there. Like, what are you doing? And so beach kind of let me have more control. I don't know if that's good or bad, but so really just fell in love with beach and then found Warner. Because I just kind of realized I wanted to do both. I knew I wanted to play NAIA. My sister played soccer at the NAIA level. And I just kind of loved the balance that she had with sports and life and her faith. And knew that that's the balance that I wanted. And so, yeah, I literally just Googled beach volleyball teams in Florida. Very much a homebody. And so I didn't want to go too far from home. In the back of my mind, I was like 5 hours max. And then I ended up going like a 25-hour drive away from home. So 5-hour flight. But yeah, just really just found it off of Google. And I mean, I like beach volleyball is amazing and I loved it. And it was kind of my saving grace for volleyball. I think every athlete has like a love-hate relationship with their sport. And I definitely had that with volleyball. And then beach volleyball came and really kind of brought joy back for volleyball for me. And so just wanted to do both at Warner. But yeah.
And so just kind of looking at your experience at Warner, your team won the 2016 South Regional in the NCCAA level. We're able to play in the national tournament in Kissimmee. Just kind of talk about, you know, during your time at Warner and the indoor team and the beach team, just kind of how your teammates kind of helped shape you and just kind of the experiences you had playing beach volleyball and indoor at Warner.
Yeah, I loved college. I had very much like the cliche, like beach college experience, like went to the beach every weekend. I think I stayed up, like we would play beach volleyball till like 2 a.m. every night, like was living the dream for sure. The biggest thing for me when I visited Warner was the athletes that were there, and not even just like the volleyball players, but just all the athletes. I loved the way that they lived their life, and it was something that I wanted to be a part of. Obviously, every team has, you know, their drama, their issues, whatever that may be. But for me, even in those issues, it was, I recognized it as an opportunity for growth. And a lot of times, especially girls, don't do well with drama. But our team was just very good at, you know, being focused on our goals, and just helping each other grow and just really just walking alongside each other. My first year there, we did really, really good. And it was, obviously, it's fun to win. So it was fun. We had a lot of that my first year and second year. And that's when we won the regional championship, which was kind of cool. I didn't really, this probably might sound bad, but I didn't really realize what NCCAA was when I was in college. And so when we won those games, then we went to Kissimmee, it was like, oh, like, this is pretty cool. And we got to play, you get to play teams from every division too, which is really neat. Which is kind of similar to beach too, is like, you're not really defined by the division you're in, cause you get to play a lot more people too. And so you get to see different competition, and it's just cool to have, like, to play against teams that, you know, obviously everybody wants to win, but it's cool to know that like your foundation is the same as the people on the other side of the net. It just kind of creates a different atmosphere. But playing at Warner was definitely one of the biggest blessings in my life. It was very uncomfortable, very outside my comfort zone. Definitely had a lot of culture shock, but Florida is a little different than Colorado. But it was awesome. I mean, it was some of the best memories for me for sure.
And during your time at Warner, you're involved in different ministries, FCA, and then kind of the ball sports ministry. You can kind of explain the ball sports ministry. And maybe you may know what FCA is, but kind of the ball sports ministry, how you got involved in that and what that was.
Yeah, so I was very involved in the church that kind of partnered with Warner. I went on a mission trip with them. Gosh, when I was like a sophomore, we went to Berlin. And I really kind of discovered on that trip that like I really wanted to do mission work, and really wanted to work in ministry. Kind of always knew I wanted to do coaching since I was very little. And so going on that mission trip and kind of realizing like, oh, I can do both things. I had a really great relationship with our pastor and our young adult pastor at that church. And so I needed an internship. And I was like, hey, what if I start a sports ministry? And they were like, okay. And so that's how that was created. Me and a couple other people too. It wasn't just me for sure. But basically we just created a sports ministry for all the young kids in that area. there's a lot of low-income families. And so our pastor would just get our little bus and would just drive around the neighborhood and just pick up random kids, which now sounds kind of weird, but would just go around, pick up all these kids, and we would just be at Warner, and we would, you know, we had different sports each day, and we would just play. We mainly played soccer because they all wanted to play soccer for some reason. Not the best sport, but whatever. And so we played a lot of soccer, and then we would just kind of have like a Devo at the end, and always shared the gospel, and then just sent them home with snacks and goodies, and they love talkies, so bought lots of talkies, and soccer and talkies was really how we got a lot of kids there. But it was awesome, and it was cool too, like each week we would go around the neighborhood and just, you know, hand out different things to the parents, like, hey, like, this is what we're doing, you know, we're two blocks away, don't worry, your kid is fine, like that type of thing. But it was awesome, and it really kind of helped me realize that, like, you know, sport is a ministry. Like, yes, it's our jobs, but obviously we have a bigger job than that too. But yeah.
Awesome. And so talked about getting into coaching. Your final year at Warner, you actually were assisting in coaching. How did that kind of start to develop? And, you know, was it hard to kind of give up playing to turn to the coaching side?
Yes. I think every young coach has a really hard time giving up playing. I still wish I could play. I still do play. I try to. But so my third year, I graduated a year early at Warner. And so that third year, I really realized I wanted to start coaching. It was very hard to give up playing. I knew that I wanted to coach Beach, but kind of just the area that Beach was at, just the level of growth it was at, just not a lot of job opportunities for beach volleyball. That makes me sound really old, but back in the day, they didn't really have a lot of beach volleyball options. And so I knew I wanted to coach, and so I still play a lot, but our Chrissy, our head coach there, was awesome, and she was like, I would love help, I want you, like, I know you want to coach, like, let's just have you as an assistant and kind of start from there. And then our beach coach there, Bruce Guth, is by far the coolest person ever. He is the tannest redhead you will ever meet, because he's obsessed with beach volleyball. But he was just awesome to work under too. Really taught me, I say he taught me half of what I know. But he was awesome, and the experience was really neat. But being a young coach and giving up playing can be very, very difficult. I was still able to play in like one of the tournaments at the end of the year and stuff like that. So it wasn't too much of a sacrifice, because I didn't sacrifice it all the way. But but yeah, it was awesome.
And then moving on from there, you get your start really outside of Warner at Sioux Falls, working with indoor, but also doing some club stuff up there for beach volleyball. Mm-hmm. How did that kind of come about, and how has that relationship grown with the mostly the beach out in Sioux Falls?
Yeah, Google again. So my actual plan was to stay in Florida. I was going to coach men's volleyball. Don't know why, but that's where I was headed. And so, you know, less drama. I was like, why not? No, I couldn't coach. But so kind of really didn't know what I wanted to do after college. I knew I wanted to coach. I knew I wanted to be a graduate assistant. Had some like big life changes. And I was like, I don't really think I want to go back to Florida. So I went to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, which... Not the most fair trade, but it was the right thing for me to do. My parents moved to Sioux Falls, so I was with them and my sister. But really found them on Google. And then was talking to my mom about it, and she was like, oh, we're in Bible study with the head coach and the assistant coach. Huh. And I was like, oh, well, okay, ask them if they'll hire me. applied there, and they I mean, those are some of the most talented coaches. They were actually at Georgia before they were at Sioux Falls. And so they ran that program like it was a, you know, top mid-major moving up D1 program, which was the best learning experience, also the most painful learning experience. Being a GA is not that fun. you probably know that. You're at the bottom of the totem
absolutely.
pole. Like, you get all the grunt work. It's definitely worth it in the end, but the journey, not there. Not fun. It was really, really hard. But I was, like, fully equipped to lead after that. I mean, I learned so much from them in 2 years. It was crazy. And so really was so glad to be their assistant. And then in the summers and stuff, we just had beach camps all the time. I worked for a club volleyball team there and started like a little beach summer program. And he was awesome. My boss there is great. And so I coached a little bit of high school, 15-year-olds. Not my thing. And then did the beach stuff in the summer times too. And surprisingly, beach volleyball in Sioux Falls is a very big deal. They have a beautiful facility there. They have a great guy who's running their leagues, and they have 5 courts. They play all the time, every day in the summer, all night long. They got lights. They got the whole thing. Which is surprising for South Dakota, because most people, you know, they don't even think that people live in South Dakota. but it was awesome. Kind of got to start. It was good for me to learn how to, like, start something from scratch, brand new, that, you know, didn't really exist before, which definitely served me, you know, as I got to Carson Newman and later on, too. Yeah.
Speaking of which, coming to Carson Newman, just kind of seeing the growth of the program in the last few years. Pull behind the curtain, I was Cat's SID at Carson Newman for 2 years. I was a GA, and, you know, the first year, let's say, was rough, especially the ending down in Florida. But since then, you know, they've back to back winning seasons, facility upgrades as well for the beach program. How have you seen the Carson Newman beach program kind of grow over the last couple of years?
Yeah, it's crazy because, well, I got to Carson Newman also through Google. just looked him up and knew that, like, my dream job was head beach assistant indoor. You know, like when you're in college and they're like, make your 5-year plan. Like, that was my 5-year plan. And when I got it in, like, 2 years, I was like, oh, Lord, like, I don't know what I'm doing. and that first year, I really had no idea what I was doing. It was also COVID, and our indoor season got pushed to the spring. And so I was brand spanking new, trying to keep my head above water, and two teams going on at the same time. There's 1 week where we had a game every single day. Yep. And I was like, this is not it. This could stop. But it was, that first year was definitely a learning experience. You know, came in trying to figure out how to lead the group of girls. I always say, like, my coaching philosophy is to, like, coach the individual but lead the team, and kind of had to learn that in a very new way. You know, like, everybody talks about, like, in the olden days, you know, if a coach yelled at you, you were like, okay, and you did it right away. And there's some athletes that you can do that to, but coaching just this style of person, I guess, took me a while to kind of figure out and learn that, like, it's very relational. Like, they need that one-on-one relationship. They need to know, you know, why you're saying what you are. They need explanation of, you know, a lot of things, which takes a lot more effort on the just relationship end of it. That's, you know, even outside of practice. And so once I kind of got that under my belt and was learning, like, I need to, you know, I need to know how every individual communicates and works and, you know, what motivates them, what pisses them off. Like, you got to know all of that. And once I kind of got that under my belt, and you know, we didn't have COVID anymore and all that fun stuff. It definitely allowed for me to really like hone in on the athletes that I was recruiting, the athletes that I knew would get us to the next level, that I knew would help us grow quicker and faster. Which is the only good thing about COVID, is it, you know, gave us more eligibility. But so really was able to that second and third year kind of grow faster and quicker. But, you know, I would be nowhere without the athletes. And so just having those relationships with them and building that respect and trust with them every day allows them to just buy into, you know, what we're trying to do, which is win, obviously. But yeah.
And then, yeah, you talk about building those relationships. So some of the stuff I've seen, you know, the writing in the journals, I've seen that at tournaments that you played in. Just kind of how have you been able to minister to your athletes, and how have you seen them kind of shape in their faith in your time at Carson Newman?
Yeah. That's, you know, the ultimate goal, obviously. It's very, to me, it's such a blessing to have volleyball, to be able to do that. You know, like we talk about sharing the gospel all the time. And to me, sometimes that can be very intimidating. But when I have like the outlet of my sport to be able to do it, it's way simpler. Sports, you know, it really like teaches all of life's lessons. That's probably like a YMCA quote, but it really does. And it allows me to kind of walk alongside my athletes, be there for them, and use volleyball to do that. Especially like that one-on-one relationship. Yes, it's a coach-player relationship and it's starting from volleyball, but it also produces so much more than just, you know, motivating an athlete to play harder. You know, it has athletes in my office crying all the time and all that stuff. And obviously don't love the tears, but I love that it creates a relationship where they can share their life, you know, problems, experiences, joys, you know, hardships, whatever it might be. And it's really allowed just the culture of our team to get so close, to be able to, you know, be there for each other in very difficult times. And it really has allowed, because of that culture, it just fosters, you know, so many situations where we just talk about God all the time, which is, to me, is so cool because, you know, everybody wants that. And when a culture is just naturally like, oh, well, hey, like I saw this Bible verse today and it talked about this and that. And I'm just like, that's cool. Like, I, you know. It's might sound cheesy, but it's cool to me. And so it just really creates just an atmosphere where the girls talk about it a lot. And it's that, you know, it's started being that way with indoor too, which is just really special to see, you know, the girls live that way. My goal is just that, like, my life would show that that's my first priority and that's what I care the most about. You know, that's a lot of coaches' goals, and it's very hard, especially when they do things they're not supposed to, when you've told them not to do it. But, you know, my goal is to just reflect Christ in what I do, and that, you know, each day I would look more like him and less than myself. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that will do it for us here on this episode of King Chasing. Kat, thanks once again for joining me today and taking some time to talk today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thanks again to Kat Collins for talking about her playing career at Warner University, how she found beach volleyball and started the ball sports ministry on the campus of Warner University, how she found her way to Carson Newman University, and how she helps build Christ-centered relationships with her student athletes. Thank you once again for tuning into the King Chasing Podcast. You can find the King Chasing Podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Be sure to subscribe today so you don't miss any episodes of the King Chasing Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time here on King Chasing.